Yes, hello.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Weaver.
Yeah, good morning. What's going on? Because you keep I'm not in the hospital. I had to go to Jefferson because University of Penn denied me the transplant.
Okay, so what I was trying to explain to Miss Alethea was her clocks, all her clocks from last week, all the way down to yesterday, has been from the hospital.
Yeah, because I was up there. I was up there seeing the specialist, and Saturday I had to go see the specialist. And when I got there, the specialist never showed up. So what it is I. Here's the problem. The problem is that I'm getting tired of being denied a transplant. You follow me? Because of my issues. So I done tried Jefferson Hospital, right? So when I went to go up there Saturday to get the to see the doctor, because he actually be on Saturdays. He denied me. He said, they don't need you coming to see me because of the other doctors that see me before. The bottom line is that they're using my insurance money, if you know what I mean. So now they denied me. Now I was told I now they denied me. So the social worker told me at DaVita, the only hospital that I can give a shot to would have to be the one outside. You're the one in Camden. But listen, I'm not gonna keep going through this here thinking that I'm gonna get on the transplant list. But the thing about it, I need a heart, I need a kidney, and I need a spleen. And it seemed like they don't want to take no chances with me. So it's kind of like making me depressed, you know what I mean? You know,
Understand.
to go from my, you know, I'm emotional right now because it seemed like if they don't want to give me a chance. Well, you know why they're doing that? Because I'm sick and they feel that it's a need to make sure that, you know, that they can put, oh, he was a successful transplant. So they keep turning me down. So I told Althea when Althea came Saturday morning, I told her to meet me at the hospital. And when she got there, I said, we might as well go ahead because the doctor that was supposed to see me, you know, said, I can't see you because of one reason, because all your other tests show that you are not a good candidate for a transplant.
Okay, so let me tell you where the confusion comes into play, right? Now, you told me you went to different hospitals or just one hospital?
Okay, I went to Jefferson. That was the
Okay.
last day. I went to Jefferson for 3 weeks straight, back and forth to see all these doctors. I had X-rays. I had to get into that bubble, you know, where they look at your whole body. I did everything they asked me to do, and I stayed for hours. And then now they're going to tell me, they could have called me, and I'm supposed to see one more doctor, but he's a specialist. He was supposed to be the the bone doctor. So the specialist. So he told me when I got there, there's no need of me seeing him because I'm gonna be denied to be on the transplant list. Now you understand?
Yes.
So I stopped going there. So I talked to the social worker at DaVita. She told me that everybody's turning me down because of my health issues. So now I can't get the transplant. So like I just said to myself, I told out there today, while she out running errands, the only thing I can do is leave it alone. Whatever happens to me from this point on, I wait on God to do what he got to do, you know, because I can't get no transplant. Now you follow me?
Yes, I
So
understand that.
I'm not
I
going to keep
understand.
pushing myself to go out there and I'm sick and, I'm sick and I'm not feeling good to keep going to all these doctor's appointments and break and dragging her with me and getting disappointed. So, no, I have not been back in the hospital, thank God, since the last three surgeries that I just had. Because I have a
Okay.
tube in my chest and I have a new fistula put in my arm, and because the old one unfortunately stopped working. So, and I have a tube in my neck and I have a tube in my arm. So there you have it. And I was in a hospital for about I had to stay in the hospital, and I'm pretty sure you guys had got the memo on that.
Okay,
Because they had,
so
but I don't understand.
what I need is every day you went, right? When you leave from your appointment, they give you paperwork stating what you was there for the day.
Yeah,
So in order and
I have to get all that together, sir.
okay, so in order for
Because,
me to register her clocks, I need
all
that
right.
paperwork.
Okay, well, I'll try to get everything together because a couple of the places didn't give me no paperwork. I'm letting you know that. Like, they gave me a card and told me that that was it.
But you gotta understand something, Mr. Weaver. Your clock, her clock in is at the hospital at Jefferson. Her clock out
right,
11.
That's what.
Give me 1 second, please. Her clock out 11 hours after that is at the hospital again.
Well, we had left the hospital at 5:30, sir. I left at 5. All right. Well, I'll get on the phone with them and tell everybody to give me the paperwork. I'll get them to fax it to send it to me on my phone or whatever.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
that's perfectly fine. Yep.
Because I told her then, I said, don't clock out because her phone wasn't working. So I don't know what the hell she doing. Okay, but she was with me. But I'll take care of it. Okay. All right, so I'll take care of it. Okay.
Okay. Why she's not clocking in and out from the house, which she's supposed to be. Plus, the timing is retarded for him to be in the house.